This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 17th day of the month of May, 65 degrees on our way to 82 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Arts Center Director Don Young. Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you?
We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us here today. How busy is the Arts Center leading up into the Summer Arts Kickoff Party, which will be our focus here in a minute?
Oh, my goodness. We're hopping at EAC. It has been since 2019, May, actually. So it's been about 3 years since we've been able to host our kickoff, our Summer Arts Kickoff program. And we are looking at next Monday, May 23rd, from 5 to 7 for our Summer Arts Kickoff.
All right. So, Don, what will be happening during the Summer Arts Kickoff Party from 5 to 7 on Monday?
Well, we will have lots going on. Each of our classrooms will be set up and to do art projects with our summer art teachers, and we are very lucky to have David Mai. He used to teach ceramics at Emporia High School and now retired, and he has joined the EAC staff, and he is going to be our ceramics teacher, so he'll be giving some demonstrations on the clay wheel. In our Davis Theater, we're going to have free hot dogs provided by Santa Stills Meats of Emporia and cupcakes from Hostess, and so it should be a great time. This is absolutely free for all family members, and it's come and go as you please between the hours of 5 and 7.
This leads to the question, because I know that, we've been talking periodically about spring arts classes. Can you say anything about the summer arts classes that are going to be provided, or is this kind of on a hush-hush basis until the official reveal next week?
Oh, no, absolutely. We are got the books ready. They are available to pick up at the Arts Center, as well as it will be posted on our website. We are very excited about this year's programming. We found that last year we did themed weeks for the summer arts program, and it worked really, really well. It gave parents a lot of flexibility. We arranged different times throughout the day, so maybe mom and dad can't get those kids there in the morning but could do it in the afternoon. So we always had an alternate date and time for them to be able to participate. So the 8 weeks are, as I said, all themed, and we have some exciting ones. We're starting off June 7th, and that is when our summer arts programming begins. And so the first week is tie-dye week, and I'm very excited about this, guys. We are trying a new technique. It's called ice dyeing, and we take frozen ice and incorporate that dye ink in there, and while it melts over your pieces of fabric. So we ask the kids to bring their favorite, like one of their t-shirts or a bag that they want tie-dyed. And so this is kind of a new technique of tie-dyeing. So that should be absolutely a ball of fun. And
sounds
then
cool.
We start with, yeah, it is.
Well said.
And then Cartoon Week will be that second week. So you can make a superhero self-portrait and create animes. And then the third week is Dinosaur Week. That is very popular. So we'll start with finger paint dinos and splatter paint dinos, everything dinosaur that week. Then we hop into Space Week. And what I love about Space Week is we have had so many recycled items donated to us. And so we're going to put those recycled items to work and have the kids come up with some creative ideas to make out of all of those recycled items. So the aliens will be coming about that week. And then to go into July, we're going to do one of my favorites is Bug Week. So we have a honeybee bubble wrap art where we use all this recycled bubble paper wrap that we have received and bug rocks. We have whole sorts of different types of rocks, and the kids will be able to create butterflies and beetles and all sorts of fun little creatures for those rocks. And then Nature Week, Magic Week, and Rainbow Week. So we've got full eight-week classes. We can keep the kids busy from June 7th all the way to August 5th when school starts back up.
All right, yeah, a great lineup in store for the summer art classes at the Emporia Arts Center. Again, the kickoff is coming up Monday, May 23rd, 5 until 7 at the Emporia Arts Center, 815 Commercial Street. Now, Don, if people cannot attend for some reason the summer kickoff, how can they get registered for these classes?
Sure. They can come on down to EAC at 815 Commercial, and they can register there, or they can just give us a call, and we will be happy to register their child into the classes. And as I said, we are launching on our website the full summer art book. It will have information about our Missoula Children's Theater, our kids exhibition that's coming up really soon. So there'll be all sorts of exciting information in that book.
Don, before we let you go, I wanted to get your thoughts here just kind of in general about the arts frame of mind and maybe the state of arts here in Emporia and the surrounding areas based on what you've seen here so far this year and, you know, 2 years through the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, we're excited that there's so many wonderful opportunities here in Emporia. There's so many different art activities for kids to do from the Emporia First Friday Art Walk. Kayla does a great job with that, all the way to our gallery and our art classes. I believe Emporia is thriving. I'm excited to see people out and about supporting local businesses, supporting, getting their kids into different activities. And I'm looking forward to a very hopeful start to the summer.
Outstanding. Again, give us the details here on the arts kickoff party here coming up next week.
Sure. It is next Monday, May 23rd, and it's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Emporia Arts Center at 815 Commercial. And as we said, it's a come and go as you like. This is totally free. Bring out all the kids. Let us do the cooking. I know we've got our husbands outside on the grill, and so let us take care of your evening meal and have fun creating art.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Well, thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia Arts Center Director Don Young previewing the Summer Arts Kickoff Party coming up Monday, May 23rd.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, specifically the Newsmaker segments, this week is full and next week is